Backseat Box Office, episode number 30 for the weekend of April 15th through the 17th, 2011. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Andrew.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and this is Backseat Box Office. This is going to be the fastest episode ever.
Done! Have a good weekend!
Yeah, so having Skype problems for 2 days now, we are recording this late on Thursday night because...
Tony, yes. I keep telling you, it's not Skype. Witch curse.
I am more and more convinced that it is a witch curse.
I've been telling you for like 48 hours. You need to get in some sort of priest or voodoo hoodin to take care of that for you.
You know, in another hour, we're into Friday. And being Lent, maybe if I eat if I go get a fillet of fish and eat it after midnight, that might clear up the issue.
So what you're saying is you've been eating meat on Fridays, and perhaps by eating no meat tomorrow, you'll realign your karmic balance between you, the laptop, and Skype.
Hey, if that's what it takes, I'm willing to take that hit.
You know, real quick.
I like fish, though, too, so that's really not that much of a hit.
When we were at Fear the Con, we were sitting down to a breakfast on Friday at Denny's, and Thistledown John orders like the meat lover's breakfast. I mean, just like it has eight different types of meat on it. And he's chowing down, and we're getting ready to pay the bill, and he's like, "Ah, it's Lent, isn't it? It's Friday."
Maybe.
Anyway, so
I do believe the dispensation was given for Fear of the Con, though.
Well, I tried to give him a dispensation right then, but he said something about me not being an authorized member of the church. I don't know.
That's crazy talk. I don't know.
Apparently, Catholics are a little stuck on their doctrine and dogma. I don't know.
Mayhap. So Jonathan's not with us this evening.
Nope. Pulled into another interdimensional vortex.
Yeah, he was with us last night when we attempted this for like 2 hours, and the Skype issues just got the better of us all. Actually, it's my issues. I don't know exactly what's going on. Something with my laptop and or Skype and or network. I don't know. Who knows? It's the hoodoo. Not really sure what's going on.
Bad hoodoo.
And we actually have some audio from Jonathan that he left for us. Now, I haven't listened to this yet, so have you had a chance to listen to this? He left it on Dropbox for us.
You know, I've not checked the Dropbox. All right, but
It looks like it's 4 minutes long. I honestly have not listened to this at all, so this is going to be just cold. So, experiment time. Let's just play this and see what happens.
Hey guys, so once again, I am skipping out on podcast recording in favor of something else.
To be fair, that was a real life thing. So
I figure I'm allowed though because we tried.
We did
record at the normal time, and then
that's fair.
You know, crap happened. And considering I've just plowed my way through a ridiculous paper, and I have another ridiculous paper I have to plow through, and a test, and another paper, and oh god, it's the end of the semester. I figured that I would take up my buddy on going to a game night tonight rather than sitting at home and waiting to talk to you two jackholes. So
that is also fair.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm completely fine.
I don't know
with that.
If you're going to want to chop this up and
nope.
Throw it in different places.
It's not how we roll. You should know that by now.
Just include it as all one full-length thing, so I'll try to be relatively brief, but also
4 minutes brief.
That's we usually do. As far as
that's some condensed time for the talent,
week,
though. I mean,
he is the talent.
It didn't work out too well, but as a bonus, Andrew and I are both tied, and I'm catching up on you, Tony. So, haha. I only need
to be fair, no one did well last week.
Yeah, that's not gonna. Anyway, so I picked. Edit this as you please. I ended up picking Hop at number one, which was good. Then I picked Arthur at number two, which was almost good, except then Hannah came out of nowhere and kicked Arthur's ass.
Well, by 150,000.
Your Highness at number three, which wasn't good at all.
Not really.
Came in number
Hannah,
six.
Hannah, I think I had at number four, and Source Code at number five, or possibly the other way around. Either way, worked out to 17 points, which kind of sucked. But that's all right. Where'd it go? For this week, so last week I tried to do the maths for my my picks.
I warned him
that
problematic.
Really was kind of pointless.
Warned
so this
him
week
on air.
I'm entirely basing it just on my gut reaction.
Look out.
He does well when he does
placed
that.
He number does. One, Rio. At number two, I picked Scream 4. I didn't even know this movie was coming out, but you know, it's a Scream movie, whatever. At number three, I've got Hop dropping to number three. At number four, Hannah. And then at number five, Arthur. Those two are so closely connected that... close on the leaderboards that Soul Surfer would have to not drop a lot in order to really make up that difference, I would think. But that's getting too much to the math. So there's my list. Sorry I couldn't be there, guys. I will... we'll have our shit worked out together next week, I'm sure, and we can record then.
So. Yeah, we'll get it figured out.
Till then, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Jonathan.
Yeah. You know, knock on wood, this is the longest stretch of recording we've had in the last 2 days over Skype that has not dropped out.
No, I mean, this connection.
We're at 8 minutes, and we were talking for 2 or 3 minutes at least before we started recording. So we are over the 10-minute mark now. So,
one interesting thing from last week, I got an email from Uriah asking if we were high when we were recording 29. And I said no. Why? He's like, well, you guys sound like you're on speed or something because you're talking really fast. And I even went and checked the file off the website. And I was like, no, that's us. But apparently, we were hyped up last week.
Well, it was post-nap.
It was post-nap, and we did get kind of rolling, and I did edit, and I am a bit more... I don't let the conversation breathe quite as much as you do, so
no,
that might have been part of it, too.
Interestingly enough, and no one's really commented about that. I'm kind of surprised. You and I switch off editing every week. So I'm surprised nobody's commented, because you and I have a different editing style, which is...
Most yeah. weeks, yeah,
it,
we do.
It is what it is. It's just different. So I'm surprised that that no one's really called us on it. And perhaps that is as close as we're going to come as Uriah thinking that we're hyped up.
Like we'd all did a bunch of meth right before record or something.
5 hour energies, five each.
Yeah, I've seen what those do to people, man. People get hooked. Anyway, so. Just to kind of dovetail onto what Jonathan was saying, the results from last week. At the box office, Hop holds on at number one with 21.2 million. Hannah debuts at number two with 12.37 million. So that's 12,370,000. Arthur was at number three with 12,222,000. So about $148,000 difference.
Wow.
And as I recall, Tony, didn't those flop between the estimates and the actuals?
Which ones? It was
Hannah and Arthur.
Yes. Yes, they did. They did switch place between the estimates and the actuals.
And then we had Soul Surfer. You know, I believe Mentally called it well, coming in at number 4 with 10 million.
She did.
Insidious dropped to number 5 with 9.3 million, with a very small drop off of 29%.
Yep.
Oh, and then Your Highness, which I guess I should mention, came in at number 6. Whoops. With 9.36 million, it was exactly 11,749 behind Insidious.
That is ridiculous.
$11,000 difference between 5 and 6 this week.
You know, in the past, I almost considered giving a float point to movies when they get within such a ridiculously small margin.
Yeah,
but no.
It's kind of like Jonathan was talking about with Hannah and Arthur this week. They're so close that flip a coin.
It's rounding error. I mean,
exactly.
It really is that close. So my picks for last week, since we got Jonathan's, mine were very close to his, actually. The difference is that my fourth and fifth were reversed from his. I had Hop at 1, Arthur at 2, Your Highness at 3, Source Code at 4, and Hannah at 5. So,
you know, you look at where we all put Your Highness and just kind of feel like maybe
everybody did. I'm pretty universally everybody had Your Highness fairly high up on the list.
But do you think that's all? We're kind of geeks and we like the fantasy type movies and we thought it looked funny.
Well, the difference was also that I know personally I saw more marketing for Your Highness than I did for Hannah.
That's true.
And I mean, I saw more. I saw, I would say, easily twice as much marketing for Your Highness as I did for Hannah and Soul Surfer combined.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that. I think Soul Surfer might have been getting a lot of advertising time places that I don't look.
I think that's fair. And then one of the guys who participates from the fan side made note that Soul Surfer was trending on Twitter on Friday. Like it was a worldwide trending topic, and it was like, "Ooh, that's interesting." And it wasn't one of those promoted, trending tags, like the ones that they actually pay for. This was a legitimately trending tag that was just kind of a word of mouth thing. So.
Yeah, I believe that was Riven Sidriel who tweeted that at us.
I believe his
exact words were, "Hey, are you guys worried that this is trending?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. Exactly. Maybe. Yes, as it turns out.
Yeah, I think you're right that, you know, we were not the target market for this, so we were probably not being marketed to, which, you know what? That's good marketing. If we didn't see it, but the people who were the market for the movie saw it and sought out the film because of that, somebody did some very effective, like, stealth marketing, like sniper marketing. Just narrow in on that target and just nail it.
Or it's on channels, it's on shows, it's on you know, various media that we don't visit.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. It's that they selected very precisely the target markets that they had and marketed directly to those things, and you and I just aren't part of that market.
Now we are the target market for Your Highness, though, which is perhaps why we saw so much of that leading into it.
Right. I saw the Red Band trailer for this months ago, and most of that was because Adam came in and was like, "Oh God, have you seen this? We got to go see this." I just went crazy about it. I remember us having to watch the Red Band trailer one night when he came over for podcasting. So,
yeah, so something much more we're likely excited about. So, how I did? I think we all had the same first three. I had Hop at one. I had Arthur at two. Obviously, you know, Arthur turned out to be number three. I had Your Highness at number three. Turned out to be number six. I had Insidious at number four. Turned out to be number five. So just one off there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had Hannah at number five. Whoops, was actually number two. So I ended up with 17 points, tied, as Jonathan pointed out, with him. A couple points ahead of you. We're slowly creeping up on you.
Slowly.
Slowly but surely.
I did regain my lead overall this week because everyone did so poorly.
I don't know if I'd say poorly. No one broke 20.
No. No. No one broke 20 and no one got below 15.
Yeah, I think
it was very tight grouping of picks.
And the median by far was 17.
Yes. Yeah, actually, there were no 16s. There was one 17, or I'm sorry, one 18. The rest were 19, 17, and 15, and we had 15 participants overall. That includes the hosts.
That was a fantastic week for participation. Was great.
The second week in a row that we've had 12 listener contributions, and we've got a number of them already, and we haven't even gotten into Friday, which is typically when we get the bulk of them. We get many of them after like this episode will drop in the comment section of this episode,
right?
And then after we give our hey, please leave us voicemail spiel, because folks are leaving voicemail, which is really nice when it comes to the results / voicemail show, that there is voicemail to play.
I'm kind of liking those, by the way.
I appreciate that. It's cool. The more we get, the more excited I get every time like a file shows up in Dropbox or a voicemail comes. It's exciting.
Well, and I think it's worth mentioning them by name that based on this past week's results, the two 19s, the two people tied for the lead from last weekend were Rich Lachlan from Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and Mentally, Father Beast daughter.
Yes.
So congrats to them.
Yeah, and she is rocking it out.
She really is.
She is doing very well. Right now, her average score is 20, mine is 20.13.
Yeah, I mean,
it is that close.
Mentally and Riven Sidriel are both right there, just waiting.
Yeah. The saving grace was that this was a rough week, and it dropped their scores down considerably because of it. Yeah, otherwise, it'd be bad.
All right, well, let's talk about what's coming out this week. We got only two movies.
Only two.
That should make it easier, right?
You would think. One would presume.
So we've got Rio, which animated film coming out.
I heard she dances on the sand.
Nice. I like the Duran Duran reference. I don't know if anyone else listening to this is going to, but
that's okay. It was for me. If anyone else got it, that was just a bonus.
Actually, one of my very good friends in college, her nickname was Rio, so no, I got
that's,
it.
That's interesting.
Coming out from Fox, though, features the exploits, I guess, of a pet bird. Is he a macaw? Is he a parrot?
That is a good question.
Anyway, he escapes from captivity.
He's blue.
Ends up. Go ahead.
I was going to say he is blue. And his name is Blue. Convenient that way.
His owner, a very original person.
Yes.
So he finds himself outside of captivity in the wild, and one little thing, he's never learned how to fly.
Correct.
And hijinks occur, I'm guessing?
They appear to. Have you seen the trailer for this film?
I have. It's been, I think, Monday. I watched it while I was posting that thing. I've seen it here and there, so I can't say I've analyzed it. But
I want to say we saw it when Holden and I saw Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2. I want to say that was one of the trailers in front of it. Because I have seen the trailer on the big screen, and I think that was where I saw it. Generally, it looks like it's a pretty standard animated fare. nothing about it is really is standing out. I think we even kind of like offered to, hey kids, do you want to go see Rio? And they were like, eh. we want to see Hop. So I found that interesting that they didn't jump all over it. It kind of left him cold. I think, and I think part of it with Holden is he's of the age where he's 8 now. So he is aware of girls, but they're still at that, yeah, they're girls. And right. I really don't want to have, you know, he's curious, but he's embarrassed about talking about it. Like, we're like, because we'll tease him about, so what did such and such girl say to you today? Because he'll mention that some girl said she had a crush on him or something.
Right.
And so we'll tease him about it. And he gets really, really defensive about it. Like, violently defensive about it. So I think it's one of those things that he's trying to play it cool. Because this is obviously a relationship movie.
Right.
As far as, you know, for the tween audience goes, that this is the...
For something for them to go see together.
Right. So he's not cool with that.
So, you know, I did a little research. It is a macaw.
Okay.
It's who escapes from the confines of his cage in Minnesota, heads home for Brazil. Of course, I assume he's hitchhiking. He meets a adorable girl bird, macaw.
I believe the story is that they have put these two rare blue macaws together to mate. And so it's like forcing them into this weird situation. And I believe they're taking him to Rio to take him to their native land to get them in the mood. They think it will help the situation. And because these birds are rare, there's like a heist aspect to it.
Yeah.
Where I think they escape, but then the owners are after them and...
Bird thieves? Yeah. I bet there's bird thieves.
I think it's bird thieves, but I believe they're animals are after them. Something to that effect.
So, yeah, if I had to go see a movie, if I had to pick Hop or Rio, I would pick Hop first. But I believe Hop's been out for 3 weeks now.
Right.
So I think, I mean, HSX thinks this is going to do well. It's trading at $122 a share right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's opening in a large number of theaters.
Yes, it is.
I think it's going to do well, but I think it's going to do better than the other movie coming out this weekend.
Now, technically, there are 3 movies in wide release.
If it's under 1,000 screens, I just can't bring myself to mention it.
I actually engaged the Box Office Mojo Twitter account this week.
I saw that.
Because I was curious, because they said something about Conspirator now being considered wide release. And I thought that was interesting because it's only in, 700 screens?
756.
Okay. Which is actually up, because I think yesterday it was at 705. So it's creeping up. I flat out asked, what do you consider wide release? Because, you know, I think you and I are of the mind that if it's not 1,500, it's not really worth us talking about.
It's really hard if you're in that many theaters to make enough money to break in.
Right, right. Well, and because we pretty much are only concerned about top 5.
Yep.
You know, if you get 1,500 to 2,000, as long as you have a solid showing, and depending on what else is out that week, you might be able to break top 5. 700, even 800, 900 screens... Yeah, it's gonna be a rough uphill battle.
it's a lot of pasture to cover.
Yeah. Now top 10 is probably doable. Top 5, that's rough, especially with the amount of new films that were out last week.
Right. So what did they say? What was their answer?
Their answer is 600. They consider 600 and above wide release. So
that's good to know.
That's their cutoff. Which is which should kind of frame where Because if you look at their charts, for example, for next week, they show films and why they show like a listing of three or four films, and they'll say wide next to them. They won't tell you any numbers. They don't give us any indication of the number of screens that the movies are going to be on until into next week.
Right.
We won't have any indication of the number of screens until next week. I think in some cases they just don't know themselves.
Those numbers change, sometimes they just throw a plus behind there because they're like, it's going to be at least this many, but could be a lot more.
Right. Generally, that's the ones that are over 3,000, I've noticed. Those are the ones that tend to get the pluses next to them.
Right.
There are going to be a shit ton of theaters. They should just add that as a classification.
Shit ton, yeah.
It's no longer in wide release. It's in. Oh, my God, look out. They're everywhere. It's not wide, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I've never seen... the most theaters I've seen a movie in, it was around 4,100. It was the largest number I've ever seen attached to a single movie.
And that is insane. That is a lot of screens.
It's a ton. So, the other movie coming out this weekend, Scream 4.
Yes.
Oh, Weinstein Company continues the Scream franchise with a fourth film.
And they've brought Wes Craven back.
Nev Campbell, David Arquette, Courtney Cox. What?
Man, it's really cool that they were able to get all those people back. And even if they kill half of them in the first 5 minutes...
That's actually great. That's awesome.
Fine with that.
Yes.
Just to get those folks back, even for 5 minutes of screen time, it in my mind, that shows that those people... are willing to revisit this thing from their past.
They've also got Hayden. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. Granted, that was one of the things that kind of gave me a warm fuzzy feeling about Tron Legacy too. That they were able to get Bruce Boxleitner and Jeff Bridges. It was like, these guys don't have to do this, you know?
Right.
They are coming back to this franchise. And the same goes with these folks. I mean, Courtney Cox is on a successful television show right now. Her and David Arquette are the producers of that television show. It's not like they're hurting for money.
You know? I wouldn't think so. No.
I think they're doing okay. Yeah, I would assume that this is not a paycheck for them, you know, just a paycheck for them.
Right. No, I think it's fantastic that I got them together, just to echo what you said. And I don't know if I'm going to go see this weekend, but it's definitely something. I'm happy to see a fourth Scream. I know some people are kind of meh about it, but I guess I have a strong nostalgic feel to it. You know, it's the movie that kind of brought Drew Barrymore back into feature films. And, I love the original Scream.
One of the things I like about Scream is that it was very meta. It knew exactly what it was and told you exactly what it was right from the get-go in the story.
By talking about the rules.
Yeah, the rules and the killer who picked up you pick up the phone and it's, do you like scary movies? Have you seen that the question is now, what's your favorite scary movie?
Yeah, I noticed that.
I noticed that they changed the question, which is cool. I like the growth. That things have evolved. And I actually even saw one of the early trailers where this new guy is going through, like, the updated horror movie rules.
Yes, I saw that as well. We're talking about how things have changed.
Things have changed. Horror movies are different now, and these are the new rules. And he starts reading it, and I'm thinking, yeah, this is different than the old slasher movie rules. Because the old slasher movie rules were fairly well defined, and when they listed them in Scream, you're like, yeah, of course that is the rules. Whether you consciously had thought out those rules or not, when they present that list of rules, it's very much those are the rules kind of moment.
Well, I'm just sad that Rose McGowan's character died in the first one, so she couldn't come back. That's really the only regret I have.
That's fair.
Because,
I think you just get Jennifer Connelly and Helen Mirren.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. There you go. For, you know, it's a horror movie. It's going to trend younger. I mean, I love Helen Mirren.
Rose Byrne, then.
Who is that?
Rose Byrne?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
The only thing I've seen her in other things, but the thing that I know her most from is the television series Damages.
I haven't seen it.
It's a legal drama. It's pretty good stuff. It's an FX show, which if you follow FX television series, I'm a big fan of the stuff that they do.
So. I mean, there's a lot of the extended cable channels that have great shows on, whether it be Leverage or on TNT or mm-hmm. something. Is Sons of Anarchy on FX?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there you go. That's a fantastic show.
Yes, it is. Sons of Anarchy, Lights Out, Damages, The Shield was on FX, Rescue Me. I'm a fan of FX. Their television shows are solid.
No, they're very good. I'll have to check that out. But I had something I was going to say and I've completely forgotten.
The only real thing I know about this, the other film, which if anybody picks
the
it,
conspirator?
The Conspirator, if anybody picks it and puts it in their top five, bless you.
Bad move. Bad
yeah,
move.
I am not going to recommend in any way putting this in your top five, at least this week. Perhaps it will do well. Word of mouth will bring it up. It could end up reacting and trending like one of the Oscar movies did. I don't know. I would seriously doubt that it's going to get anywhere near the top five, though. But
no.
The only thing I really know about this movie is that Robert Redford directed it. And he hasn't done anything in a number of years.
Well, and I haven't actually, since it's such a small number of theaters, I haven't looked much into it. But as I recall, The Conspirator, it explores, what's her name? It's her role in Lincoln's assassination. I am blanking on
his wife?
No, I don't think so. Mary Surratt.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is.
She's the lone. She was the lone female charged as a co-conspirator in the assassination trial of Abraham Lincoln. As the whole nation turns against her, she is forced to rely on her reluctant lawyer to uncover the truth and save her life. Directed, as you said, by Robert Redford. Mm-hmm. Stars Robin Wright, James McAvoy, and Tom Wilkinson.
Well, there you go.
So, one. It's in the tagline. This is actually kind of nice. The tagline on the poster is, "One bullet killed the president, but not one man."
Ooh.
So I think they're going to look into kind of the conspiracy and the different people, because everyone knows John Wilkes Booth, right?
Right.
He killed Lincoln. But can you name anyone else who's involved in the conspiracy to kill him?
No.
Yeah, neither can I. So this could actually be pretty cool.
Yeah. Robert Redford puts together good movies also. I mean, if you look at his filmography of the stuff that he's directed, they're solid movies. So it's probably worth watching.
Well, and I know, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, but I know you're really excited for next week when Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family debuts.
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting.
You're stoked, right?
I am. This is the second Tyler Perry movie. We've been doing this long enough that two Tyler Perry movies have come out.
Three, I think.
Three?
Well, because he did, Tyler Perry did that one no one thinks about, the poems for happy girls or...
For colored girls.
Yeah, was it for colored girls?
Yeah.
I thought it was the one where the rainbow was not enough.
Yeah.
Was that the same thing?
That was the subtitle. Yeah, that movie had a ridiculously long title.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, so there's that. There's Madea's. And didn't he have another Madea's back in the fall?
He might have. That might have been before we were doing this. I don't know.
Because I know we've talked about Tyler Perry and his draw in the past.
Yep, that's true.
So anyway,
the other movie that I've actually heard a little bit of buzz of people talking about it. Not that I know of anybody that's going to seek it out, but this Atlas Shrugged Part 1.
Is that this weekend?
Yeah, 300 on 300 screens.
And that it's the first part of the Ayn Rand novel, right?
Yes. Yeah. Huh. And I've even heard somebody say, if this does well enough, they will be able to do part two. I don't know if that's just supposition or if that is really the case, that they have not prepared part two yet, hoping that they get funding based on how this one does. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's
a dicey proposition.
I'm curious to see how that actually ends up doing because, that's intriguing. I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah. So, that's all I really have about the new movies coming out. I guess we can get into picks for the week, and we already have Jonathan's.
We do.
And you performed better than I, so the floor is yours.
So two things. Scream 4 is trading at $99 a share on HSX for our listeners who may be interested in that. And the other Tyler Perry movie that we talked about in the fall was Why Did I Get Married 2?
Oh, that's right.
So, because that dropped, and then For Colored Girls dropped, and now we have Madea's Big Happy Family coming out.
Wow, so three.
Yeah. And we've only been doing this for 30 weeks.
Yeah, this is the 30th episode.
Oh, by the way, happy 30th episode.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Dirty 30.
No.
I made that joke twice last night, and neither time were we able to keep it.
No. Yeah, but you know, if we'd actually been able to record that second time, I think that would have been about a 20-minute episode.
It probably would have. We were blazing through. We were trying to blaze through that.
We were 4 minutes in. And I was already, you know, reading off how things went. But anyway, moving on. My picks.
Do it.
Okay. And I may go into a little more about my reasoning than Jonathan did, but let me get this out here.
Make it happen.
Rio, number one. I think that's a no-brainer, to be honest. Scream 4 could challenge it, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Hop's been out for several weeks now. I think Rio's been being marketed everywhere. I think it's going to do quite well. So I think it's going to be much like Hop was in its first week in the, you know, high 30s, low $40 million range.
True.
Scream 4, number 2. I think it's going to perform well also. I don't think it's going to outdo Rio, but I could be wrong. Number 3, excuse me. I have to put Hop here. I was staring at it because I didn't want to be, you know, I try to be different from everybody else on the show with picks to put some difference between us, but Hop's at $21.2 million. The next thing underneath it's $12.3. I cannot imagine a scenario where Hop, even with a new animated film coming out, where Hop's going to drop so much that Hannah or Arthur or Soul Surfer is going to pop above it.
I agree.
So number 3, I got Hop. So then I got to 4 and 5, which I think is where, you know, it's much more of a crapshoot at number 4, number 5. We spoke earlier about the slim $110,000 difference between Hannah and Arthur. There's the $11,000 difference between Insidious and Your Highness. There's you know, a Soul Surfer having come out much stronger than I expected it to. I'm kind of wondering what's going to do in its second week. Is it going to catch on? Is it going to gain a little bit or drop really slowly?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's the conundrum that I kind of wrestled with for a while. So as you might remember, as I recall, Jonathan took Hannah at 4 and Arthur at 5.
Yes.
To be my own person. I took Hannah at 4, just like Jonathan did. But then on 5, I'm actually going to put Soul Surfer.
Interesting. That is,
I mean, it's
that
such
is
a
very interesting, and I will tell you why it's very interesting when I give you my selections.
It's completely random. I mean, they're so close to each other.
Okay, so number 1 for me is Rio. Number 2 is Scream. I don't have to repeat anything you guys have already said about this. It's Rio seems like a no-brainer. Scream at number 2 seems like a no-brainer. And I don't think it's even going to get that close to Rio. just because rated R versus rated G. Because Rio is not even PG. It is rated G.
Right.
So I think that that's just the openness of that is going to definitely give it a nice margin over Scream.
Plus, Rio is opening in about 500 theaters more.
Right, exactly, yeah. So, number three, Hop, for the same reason you said, it's just so much farther above anything else. I can't see it being anything but three. Number four, I think Hannah. And I'm also looking... While you were giving your picks and just before your picks, I went ahead and looked at the daily chart on Box Office Mojo for how things have been performing this week, through the week. Sometimes not always the best indicator because things like children's movies don't get as widely viewed during the week. For example, on Monday and Tuesday, Hannah actually outperformed Hop each of those 2 days.
Huh.
But... it's Monday and Tuesday. How many people are going to take kids to see a movie on Monday and Tuesday unless the kids are on spring break or the parents are staying at home and they're doing something to occupy the children? Those are not big movie-going days. Now, yesterday, Hop is $100,000 above Hannah.
Hmm.
Interestingly... I had the exact same five picks as you last night when I wrote down my things, and then I started looking at this, and I see that Soul Surfer has been performing in about seventh place through the week.
Yeah.
And I know it's got a different audience because, its audience is going to skew much younger to the people who are probably in school during the week, so they're probably not going to be going to the movies during the week as much.
I would think so.
Interestingly enough, Your Highness is up at number four. And, like, consistently.
Seems like a bad bet to make, though.
It does seem like a bad bet to make. And
having just... I know personally having just been burned by that movie last weekend that...
Yeah, yeah.
Burned bad.
Oh, that absolutely. And even with the two new movies, it's been performing in fourth place, unless there's a really weird jangling of scores. I don't know. It is a dicey proposition. But right now, I'm kind of looking at a coin toss between Arthur and Your Highness. And I think I'm going to stick with Arthur for number five. I think it's the safe bet.
Yeah,
I want to put Your Highness there, but
don't do it.
No, I'm not going to. Part of me wants to just because I wanted that movie to be so much better than I've been hearing from people that it is. What really solidifies this for me is our gaming group meets every other week, and this past weekend was my off week from them. And one of the guys couldn't make it, and the game that they play is very much tied to the whole cohesive group. You need everybody there to really perform well to be able to play the game. So they decided, hey, you know what? Instead of gaming, let's go see Your Highness. Okay. So they saw it. And Monday morning, I got a tweet. I'm sorry, I got an IM from Luke. He said, Your Highness... it's a renter. So he said it's good, and there is one joke that starts... he said there's a running joke that starts about halfway through the movie that is hilarious. And then Adam said that there was a joke about halfway through the movie that is just drop dead hilarious funny. But otherwise it fell short of his expectations.
Wow.
And
well, speaking...
considering how much... we all were hyped about seeing it. For them to say, yeah, go ahead and rent it. That's
pretty big.
Yeah, that is telling. So I'm going to take that under advisement and say that Arthur is going to be my fifth pick.
Well, you know, speaking of movies that disappoint you, I think you might have a story that maybe you want to tell, maybe you don't, about a certain movie called Paul and something you've discovered thanks to a listener.
That's true, yeah. I did discuss this in the results show, but the results show is new, and I know not everyone.
And I was not there.
And you were not there to defend yourself or
just to react.
To react. That's a good way to put it. So I get an IM on Facebook from Jeff Bailey.
JB.
JB63. And he tells me that, you know, kind of asked me how things are going, and we BS for a few minutes. He said, oh, you know what? I saw Paul. It's really funny, good movie. He said, and I had to laugh, though, because during the opening credits, I see one of the credits that rolls by is in association with Relativity Media. And I said, wow, that is funny. I said, now, wait a minute. Didn't Andrew have some problems with Paul at some point? Was that his first week? So I went back and looked, because I couldn't remember clearly. We do this, you know, we do this every week. There's a lot of numbers, a lot of charts and things that we look at. So I couldn't remember just right off the top of my head exactly how you performed, you know, 3 weeks ago. So I went and looked, and sure enough, in its opening week, you selected Paul at number one.
This is true.
And how did it perform?
I believe it was number five.
I believe you are correct.
And I just gotta tell you, son of a bitch, if I had known Relativity was involved with Paul, I think we all know I would not have put it number one, no matter what I thought otherwise. I proved this was Limitless. And of course, Limitless came in number one, but that's beyond the point.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Even when I'm looking for them, they still get me. Because we were even talking the other week about how, oh yeah, we looked forward and the new releases. We know what the next movie from Relativity is going to be. You know, I'm keeping my eye on it. No. Now they're just kind of slipping it in when I'm not looking.
That is rough.
Well, and the thing is that Limitless, Paul, both debuted the same weekend.
Yes, they did.
Both.
Yeah, and we determined that Relativity not only is a studio, but it also invests in films. That's one of their lines of business. So therefore, they are involved in a lot more films than it would initially appear.
My head hurts.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Being
Are you
them.
Kidding me? They were involved with that?
Yes, they were involved with that.
Oh, my head hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that movie.
Up
is down, black is white, cats and dogs lying down together.
Yeah, it's rough for you.
In my Relativity hate.
So do you visit the forums at all?
We have forums?
I'll take that answer as a no.
Every now and then. I am not a regular, about once a week I swing by the forums.
You must not have seen it in the last couple of days, because I'm sure you would have commented on one of the new threads that I started. And that is Andrew versus Relativity.
Oh,
I have created a list, and I need to get back to it and actually flesh it out a little more. And it's a list of all the movies that are attached in some way to Relativity that have come out since we've been recording, and how you score in their opening weeks.
You are a cruel, cruel man.
I figure it's trending information, and it's something that I'm doing this as a service to you.
Well, in the public, right? Public service.
No.
For me.
It's for you.
Just for me.
Because you just keep getting boned by this company over and over and over again.
Hold on. I'm
just trying to throw you a break at this point. Now, I haven't actually filled in any of the scores. I'm just making the cursory list of films at this point. And it's extensive. It's growing.
Oh, look, Jonathan's commented on it. Oh, great.
He has, yes. Let's Jonathan see. Actually visits the forums.
Skyline, the fight. They invested in the fighter?
Yeah.
Hmm. Little Fokker stuff. That I can see. Warrior's Way, Season of the Witch, Take Me Home Tonight. Wouldn't listen, Paul. I can help you flesh that out some. I will be contributing to this.
All right.
Oh, Scott. He just got me in the back there, didn't he?
Slipped it around right from behind.
Scott's reply, just for those at home listening, Scott's reply to Tony's initial post on this was, and he's also known as Foul Sorceress on Twitter and around the forums and whatnot, was, what does Relativity have coming out so I can bet against Andrew? Thanks, buddy.
Hey, you have to admit, it's a fair play at this point.
Wow. Social Network, Hop, and Battle LA? They do have their fingers in just about...
in a lot of things. They really do.
Wow. All right. The battle continues.
Yes. All right. Well, I think I'm done for this week.
I think so, too. And our connection has held on. So
it
whatever
has held
botch,
on for an hour. So
whatever botch you did worked out.
The rain dance that I did around the table right before we started.
I'm telling you don't kick a midget. You don't do it. Bad things happen.
It was probably ill-advised.
Yeah, that's a rookie mistake right there. All right,
let's call this a night because I still need to edit this at some point, and technically this episode should be released 1 minute ago.
I was just
oh, this one's gonna be a tad late, kids.
Well, you can probably cut out some of this in part really quick. Right. But anyway, see you later, man.
All right,
have a good week.
Have a good one. See ya.
Bye.